You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, these days, if you want to keep something cool, you just open your freezer. But it used to be that if you wanted a block of ice, you had to chop it out of a frozen lake. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. We're listening to the sounds of ice being cut out of Green Lake near Tully, New York, where they have an ice harvest festival every February. Eleanor Preston is president of the Tully Area Historical Society. She remembers when folks kept their perishable food in a wooden ice box, cooled by big blocks of ice that were delivered house to house.
The ice box was always in the back room, and one of the big jobs that you had as a kid, you had to empty the pan at the bottom where the ice melted.
Eleanor Preston says the Tully region used to supply ice to other areas of the state.
Ice was cut for a number of years and stored in six different ice houses in Tully and were shipped to New York City and various other points for use.
Tully Valley was an ideal place to harvest ice thanks to cold winters and a number of glacial potholes, lakes formed when chunks of a glacier broke off and melted. Back when ice was an industry here in Tully, horse-drawn plows would be used to clear snow off the lake and etch grooves in the ice. But sometimes the ice wasn't thick enough to support the horse.
There were records of horses falling through. And after the horse was brought out, someone had to walk the horse for a period of time so that the horse didn't catch pneumonia. They had to walk them until they dried off. Unfortunately, back in the old days, someone usually had a few spirits around to keep everybody warm, and the walker sometimes wasn't walking quite straight.
Please visit our website at pulseplanet.com. Pulse of the Planet is presented by the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner.